Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners and more. We give it all away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Enjoy ours over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Puke.
And Mark.
All right. So we're going to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, we'll tell you about things that we think you might find interesting. We'll start out tonight, Mark, with something that we promised on Saturday night. And the phones were just so darn busy, we never got a chance to get to it. So let's do it now.
So
the military thing.
The military thing. Okay. This is an excerpt. This is a pretty long blog post by a guy who was at the location of the, I don't know, there's in the news about a month and a half ago, there was this just horrible slaughter from a couple of years ago in Iraq of a helicopter gunship essentially taking out a camera crew. Yes, there were armed people in the camera crew, but you have to understand what life is like in Iraq at the time and in general. People carry around AK-47s in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, in the United States, it wasn't that uncommon for people to carry around weapons decades ago.
Yeah, they call them guards.
Right. So, I mean, this wasn't terribly uncommon, and it is not appropriate behavior to just shoot up a group of people with weapons in Iraq because everybody has them. I suppose you could change that behavior by shooting up everybody who had them, and at some point or another they wouldn't, but that doesn't change the fact that there are still dangers that they would need those weapons for, and, you know, you can't. When hope is only seconds away, the police are only minutes away, or whatever the saying goes.
Well, this is a video that this is the one that appeared on WikiLeaks
recently.
It's one that I actually did not watch all the way through. I didn't want to. I'd seen something like it before. It wasn't the only horrific helicopter slaughter video out there.
This was the one with the minivan.
Yeah, this is whatever the new one was. I didn't watch it all the way through.
I can't believe that, but it was really relatively short. All right.
Really? Okay. Well, yeah,
maybe I saw a cut-up version. I'm sure I did.
I was so tired of. I mean, I didn't watch more than a few seconds.
It's very difficult to watch.
Yeah, I was just. I've seen things like that before, and so what I'm saying is, this is not like the only video out there of some helicopter crew shooting up innocent people.
Right, and there certainly are helicopter crews out there. I saw one of a video where in Afghanistan, where the helicopter pilot checks with mission control or whomever seven times before he actually opens fire. And I'm sure that there are good, conscientious people. But this helicopter pilot, in this case, acted like judge, jury, and executioner.
Likely not the pilot that was doing the shooting, was it? Is it the pilot's puke? You
no.
Repaired helicopters.
Yeah, I was a Chinook helicopter repairman for 6 years. And
those aren't particularly well-armed, are they?
Well, it depends. We the helicopters I worked on had three machine guns, like a 7.62-millimeter M60 machine guns.
Plenty.
Yeah, they're kind of small, but the Apaches actually have a gunner and a pilot.
Yeah.
And it's the gunner that would make the decision for, like, these videos that you're talking about. He's the one that controls that 20-millimeter chain gun hanging off the nose.
Mm.
So...
Okay, so gunner then. I've seen ones where the gunner asks several times to whether or not it's safe to fire. In this case, it just appeared as though he just opened up on a camera crew, and it just appeared that quick. They made the decision. So this is from an American soldier on the ground, and it's from
who was there?
Yeah, from who was there? And it's from michaelmoore.com.
Yay!
Yeah, I can't say that part makes me very happy. But
I love that guy. He's so
even a broken clock strikes right twice a day.
You know, the fact is he has to he has a name of some repute, right? So if he just goes and puts a bunch of crap on the internet that
is
true of some repute. So anyway, the soldier here, myself and the team I was with were the first dismounted soldiers to arrive on the scene. I saw what appeared to have been three men on a corner. It was an extreme shock to my system. They didn't look human. I knew that they had to be at one time, but the destroyed carnage that I was looking at didn't appear to be. Then there was the smell. The smell was unlike anything I've ever smelled before. A mixture of feces, urine, blood, smoke, and something indescribable. I saw an RPG next to the man and an AK-47. Crying. I hear crying. Not cries of pain, but the cries of a small child who'd woken up from a horrible nightmare. I saw that there was a minivan, and the cries appeared to be coming from it. Myself and another soldier, a 20-year-old private, walked up to the passenger side van. We looked inside. The private was I was with reeled back and began to vomit and quickly ran away. What I saw was a small girl about 4 years old on the passenger side of the bench. This was, by the way, the minivan that pulled up to help these guys that had gotten shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this RPG. I can't claim, you know, to know what happened with these guys. But the minivan was just somebody who was driving up to help, and, you know, the helicopter opens up on them. So what I saw was a girl, four years old, in the passenger seat on the bench seat. She had a severe belly wound and was covered in glass. Mm. The glass was in her hair, in her eyes even, next to her. Half of the floorboard was in the head. Half of the floorboard with his – next to her, half on the floorboard with his head resting on the seat was a boy about 7 years old. He wasn't moving. From the severe wound on the right side of his head, my first thought, he was dead. In the driver's seat was who I imagined must have been their father. By the way, he was hunched over the children in a protective way to shield them.
There's no way he survived.
I immediately
he's a terrorist.
I immediately right. Well, he looks like a terrorist, right? He's Middle Eastern. I immediately grabbed the little girl and screamed, "Medic!" The medic and myself went into the house behind the van. There was a local man hiding in the kitchen area of his home. He just had a Vulcan machine gun open up just over his house. I yelled out to him, "Help me!" He stood up and quickly grabbed a bucket of water with the medic and I used to clean off the girl. I looked as I pulled as much glass from her eyes as I could. The whole time I'm thinking, crap, what the crap? These are babies. I'm obviously editing here. These are soldiers, right? They talk like soldiers.
Yeah.
See, my son was born in
not FCC friendly. I can tell you that.
No,
we don't.
My son was born on May the 31st, 2007, and I hadn't even seen him yet. And I had a daughter who was barely older than this girl. The medic radioed in that she needed to be evacuated because there was nothing else that he could do here. So I handed the child to the medic, who ran to the ran the girl to a waiting Bradley armored vehicle. I walked back to the van. I don't know why or what told me to go back to the van, and there was just something making me go to the van. I looked inside the van, and that boy just moved. Holy crap, he just moved. I grabbed the boy from the van and held him against my chest. I was screaming at this point, "This boy's alive! This boy's alive!" I started running to the Bradley in hopes that it wasn't already leaving. At the time, the boy looked up at me, and his eyes rolled back. My heart sunk. "It's okay. I have you. It's going to be okay. Don't die. Don't die." I squeezed him just a little tighter, and I put him into the Bradley as gently as I could. "What the heck are you doing, McCord?" It was my platoon leader. "You need to quit worrying about these stupid kids and pull security," he screamed. "Roger that, sir." And I said immediately as I went to the rooftop and pulled security. While on the roof, one of the soldiers took a picture of me, and here it is. I didn't realize that I was covered in the blood of these two children.
Mm.
When we returned to the forward operating base that day, everyone pretty much ignored what happened. I couldn't. I went to the room and tried to clean the children's blood from my uniform, fighting back tears from what I had seen. My emotions were taking over, the very thing the Army taught us
not to do in war. Yeah.
Now, this is let's make this point perfectly clear. This is what the Army teaches you not to do in war.
Cry.
But not to feel bad for whomever,
for
I guess.
Human beings that have died or
at the hands of your side. You know, this collateral damage, I guess. My humanity and love for the human race was overcoming everything they had taught me. My mind was reeling, the thoughts controlling every ounce of me, and I was... Then that I decided that I needed to go to see a mental health counselor. Because he must be crazy, right? To be shocked and terrified and upset about two kids blown to pieces by his team. I went off to an SSG, that's a staff sergeant, for you, Puke?
Yes.
Who was in my line, and I asked him asked to speak with him. When I told him my feelings and how I was unable to deal properly with what I had just witnessed, his response was, "You need to suck that crap up, quit being a P-word, and get that sand out of your vagina, and if you go to see mental health, there's going to be repercussions.
Repercussions.
You're going to be charged with malingering." I'm not even sure what malingering means, but it must have to do with sand in your vagina.
We'll come back with more. There's more, yes, Mark?
It's just a small amount.
Here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your thoughts. I mean, what do you say about this? It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those, including our listening options. Live streams, we've got them, broadband and dial-up versions, round the clock, plus our listen lines allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen again 24/7. All the details on that stuff is over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got our webcam, our satellite feed, listen.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out and let your voice be heard with LibertyStickers.com. They have so many over there. I like to just go through them so that I can read them. Many of them are quite clever, and I enjoy it greatly. Also, if you have a business or something like that, they do custom work. They can make a bumper sticker from pretty much any artwork that you have at LibertyStickers.com. Just get a hold of them there. They've got their telephone number on the website. If you need custom work, LibertyStickers.com.
All right. So, Mark, you're sharing with us a piece written by a soldier who was on the ground during one of the infamous helicopter slaughters, the video released on WikiLeaks a couple months ago. And his story has now come out. He's talking about how when he was on the ground, he went up to the minivan that was being shot up and found that there was a family in there, and dad was dead. The two kids were severely wounded.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't know whether they lived or not.
Yeah.
They were that badly wounded.
And so after
he said that the people on the street that had been shot up didn't even look human anymore.
So after that, after he works to get those kids out, he runs up against his platoon leader or supervisor or whoever who calls him a pussy.
Right.
And
he says his emotions were taking over. The very thing that the Army had taught him not to do in war, he was doing. His humanity and love for the human race was overcoming everything that they had taught me. My mind was reeling. I'm sorry, I'm moving from third
person. It's not the place for somebody who loves the human race to be in the military.
No, well, I mean, the reason that they hire people on in the military from ages 17 to 21 are their targets are those are the people that are most equipped emotionally.
Yeah, they don't have the empathy.
They just don't. You know, I mean, I'm
full
all
of
the
testosterone.
Wars,
right. Yeah. Angry little boys.
Right. And those are the ones that you use to do this. And, of course, if you get them blown up, it's not like they've created much in the world. You're not like talking like a family
yeah,
man.
Most of them don't
like
have
yeah.
kids.
Yeah, they weren't paying that many taxes anyway. So
well, this guy did. Feels. This guy did have a child, as
yeah,
he mentioned.
He had a couple. So anyway, and it basically goes up against his platoon leader, and his platoon leader says, you're just, you know, you need to suck it up.
Yeah.
If you do this, you're going to be charged with malingering. I'm not going to use the language that he did in here, but it's shocking stuff. I couldn't believe that needing to talk to someone could constitute a crime in the Army. Like a good little soldier, I said, Roger that, and went back to my room to cope with the only way I knew how. I watched as many movies and listened to as much music as I possibly could to escape the reality of where I was. I became extremely angry. I yelled at everyone. I was angry at my soldiers, at my family, civilians back home, but mostly I was angry with myself. I hated myself for what I was a part of. There are many days when I dreamed for an IED or a sniper to take me out and
wow,
the pain I was feeling. So,
oh, man.
I'll finish up this last paragraph here, but Puke, you pulled up an article that I think is very important during the break, and I was going to mention this. Is what's the little statistic they got there in that article?
Well, let's see here. I pulled up something from Mental Health News Organization, which is mentalhealthnews.org, and it's the suicide rates among soldiers increases. Let's see here. What do they got? Suicide rates among Army soldiers and veterans are on the rise, and a record number of suicides occurred in the month of June with 32 soldiers, including 21 on active duty, taking their own lives.
It's been up and up, and
the numbers are so high at this point that more soldiers are dying from killing themselves than are dying by being killed by the enemy.
Yeah, it says here that in 2009, 163 active duty and 82 members of the National Guard committed suicide.
If you're one of these gung-ho pro-military Republican types out there, or even Democrats, they're out there. If you're one of these people, you need to step back for a second.
Just a bunch of wimps.
Think about it for
That's
a second. There are more soldiers that are being—they're killing themselves. Right. That's the question.
Bunch of wimps.
Who is the enemy? If the soldiers are killing themselves rather than being killed by the enemy, who, in fact, is the enemy? Is it the American military? Is it the politicians that send these soldiers on these stupid missions over halfway around the world for nothing?
Son, you know the American military can do no wrong.
What? I don't care whether the military can do anything wrong or not. What are they over there for?
Trying to help people.
Why are they blowing their own heads off then?
They just can't take it. You know, they got to get a better
quality. What kind of help are you offering if somebody can't take it to offer that help?
It's a tough world, and they got to get better quality recruits.
More training.
So there's a story here with the five dead Iraqis. Were they helping them?
you know, got to break a few eggs if you're going to make an omelet.
Right, because there's millions of Iraqis, so if we blow a few up, it just doesn't matter?
You know, we got to do what we got to do for the United States.
Right. Well,
terrorists. Terrorists.
Right. And that's the story, right? In there are, what, 1,000 maximum Taliban in Afghanistan right now. And there are dozens, just a few dozen.
Well, you know, if I was in charge, we'd nuke the whole place.
Right. Well, that's
take them out.
That's a better answer. Yeah. Honestly, there's a more honest answer. Yeah. Because
fewer people would have died if they'd just done that back in 01 than if
fewer Americans, you mean?
Well,
fewer
Americans. Probably fewer. Well, maybe not everybody.
I don't think
but
the people they would nuke would have been counted as people, I think, too.
Yeah, true.
What you have to think about here is if it's the idea of nuking is a much it's a much fairer way of looking at it, because nobody in America, none of these soldiers give a damn about these people over there. Okay, they are they look like the enemy, they sound like the enemy, they smell like the enemy, they're really, really close to the enemy. That's the way they're looked at by our military and by our people over here. Please stop making it seem like you give a damn about Iraqis or Afghanis. You don't. If we would have just gone ahead and nuked them, then at the very least, if the United States government had gone and done that, then at the very least, we would have been being fair-minded about this. We don't care what's going on over there. We just want it to stop entering our mind. Because that's what Americans, you know, they don't want it. Look, you're infringing on my television time with these 9/11 pictures and stuff. As if any of this crap has done anything to take care of 9/11.
Well, it already happened, so I don't know what you could take care of.
Yeah, all the guys that perpetrated it are dead. I mean, where is Osama bin Laden? They still haven't found that guy. George Bush said he didn't care where he was. He's certainly not in Afghanistan. I mean, really, you believe that Osama bin Laden's still in Afghanistan? Who believes that? Nobody does.
Why do you think, clearly the reason why they wouldn't go about doing something like that, and it doesn't, I don't want to make it sound like you actually support nuking anybody.
I don't. I think that the best solution is to say the heck out of other people's business.
Right.
But the reason this half-hearted bullcrap doesn't work.
Do you think the reason they don't engage in the most violent option like that is because it'd be so much more
It doesn't spend
too
as much
obvious.
Money.
It would be too obvious.
I think it's about the money. I think that they, you know, all the tanks, all the trucks, all the equipment, all the bullets, all the soldiers, all the stuff that they wear, all that stuff costs a lot more money than taking an ICBM, launching it, and dropping it in the middle of Baghdad.
So what you're saying is really about the military-industrial complex and them benefiting their buddies in industry.
It's about hard bullets to shoot into soft bodies.
Then it is about winning the so-called war or whatever. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, because you could also point out they could have sent an assassin after Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden or a team
of
assassins.
Put a real price on his head.
For a fraction of the cost, and it's obviously not about saving money. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this two-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can tell your military stories if you want. That's what we're talking about tonight, at least at this point in the show. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian,
Puke,
and Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got a lot of features, and they're all free. Our bulletin board system is one of those, with over 500,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
You're being researched online every day, especially if you're in a professional career. It's affecting your life whether you realize it or not. So no one controls what the Internet says about you. There's a company called Reputation Defender that controls your privacy online, manages how you look when someone searches you. Reputation Defender will continuously monitor everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It will remove your personal information from websites that sell it and collect it, protecting your privacy. It will even allow you to stop unwanted mail from reaching your mailbox. It's Reputation – excuse me. Go to MyReputation.com to find out more. Use promo code FREE, F-R-E-E, to get a special discount at MyReputation.com.
Now, Puke is here with us tonight. He's got Hello. Some experience being in the military. How many years was it, four?
Six and a half.
So you were a helicopter repair guy. And
yeah, basically a mechanic. I crew chiefed for a little bit there in Afghanistan, but mainly
that means
mechanic.
Flying up in the helicopter.
Yeah, that means I was the mechanic on the helicopter, and I manned a gun.
Shot oh, stuff.
But usually it was just rocks. We didn't actually shoot at people.
That's good.
Yeah, I never came upon a situation where I had to use the gun.
So you didn't have to encounter a lot of the same feelings, I guess, of that this guy that we're reading a blog post from here that he had to, because he was actually on the ground where at one point he describes coming up on a minivan that had been shot up by a helicopter crew.
I've never seen the human body reduced to ground beef, but the closest I came was we had to we were called in an emergency medevac for some SF guys are on the ground raiding or something, and one of the Afghanis was shot point blank with a shotgun, and he was loaded onto our helicopter, and that's certainly something interesting to see. And then the next day when we had to clean all the blood out of the helicopter, it's kind of It's amazing. You don't really realize how much blood is in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, when it all comes out, it's quite a lot, and it's really hard to clean up. And, you know, so
Not a bad day.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant memory at all. And I can't imagine what it would be like to find, you know, mutilated children in a van.
Yeah, so and that's what this guy was going through when he was told to, you know, buck up and get back to work. If we, if you go into
the term
treatment,
is drink water, drive on.
Yeah, if you go into treatment, we're going to go after you. We're going to charge you with some sort of BS crime.
Malingering, whatever that means.
Yeah, so let's continue. I know Mark, you had some questions for Puke, but let's make sure we burn through the rest of this this story here.
It's basically over here. This guy's just talking about how he had, you know, many days that he dreamed for an IED or a sniper to just take him out, so then the pain that he was feeling. Ever since that day, I live with this. It's burned into my head. I still hear the cries, smell the smells. When it's quiet, I close my eyes. I see the carnage like a slideshow. Oh, I'm hoping one day I can sleep a full night without the memories coming back to haunt me. The innocence lost, the friends lost. Hopefully one day I won't be so angry. Hopefully
one
day.
All of it for what?
Yeah. What did he get? What did anybody get?
Freedom. Woo!
Right. Freedom for who?
We just have to kill a few more and freedom. Something.
Iraq certainly doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, how that had anything to do with 9/11, which is what it was all hung on. Hopefully one day I'll help others so they'll not they're not alone in valuing life. So I guess people, what this guy was, I don't know, private specialist, something like that, you know, some low-level gun-carrying grunt.
Well, he said he had soldiers underneath him, so he might have been a sergeant.
But he wasn't a platoon leader.
Nah, low enough that, you know, he had somebody yelling at him.
Yeah, I'm sure. So,
yeah.
What would happen if it would be like, and I'm just assuming, I tried to sign up for the military when I was young. I happened to be in prison at the time. Would have been nice to get out for anything.
Interesting.
But, you know, I'm there are plenty of people that decide to sign up for the military, whatever their prospects aren't good enough, or they're so excited about the prospects of killing people. And my God, I have heard this. I've heard people say, well, I just want to go to the military to kill people. So
I can admit to having certain feelings, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you're young enough and you play violent video games and you don't realize the seriousness of it. Yeah, I've been there. I've had those thoughts.
The military guys don't want you to talk about these people that go in there. Psychopaths that are essentially using the military as an... I went in and told, when I was 17, before I went off to prison, or maybe I was 18, I went and told the guy, yeah, I just want to be in the section where you kill people. And he said, well, we got that.
Sound this line right here.
Right, like he was ready to take me. So, I mean, of course, I told him about having a outstanding charge, and he's like, well, let's wait until that's cleared up, and then we can take you. But whatever. I mean, so this is an aspect of the military that people don't want to talk about, but it is. You know, I mean, people, plenty of psychopaths in there, and then young men, they wake up. They realize, whoa.
And then they become cops.
This is some do, some don't. But some say, you know, I this is awful. I cannot handle this. And what would it be like?
Have I done?
Yeah. What would it be like, Puke, if you decided you're a specialist or whatever and you say, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not picking up my gun and going on patrol anymore. If you're in the infantry, how would that go?
Well, in the infantry,
it would take a great deal of courage. I've heard plenty of soldiers saying, I'm not going to go over to there. I've seen even officers, which is even more amazing, say, I'm not going over there. This is unconstitutional war or whatever. But I've never heard of one that says, and I don't see how I would hear of it. It's not the kind of news story that's going to get out.
Yeah, in the brink.
Right.
Well, there is that. Like, I wasn't in the infantry. I was in aviation, and it's a little more lax there. But I can definitely see if I had just said, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore, it would start with a lot of yelling, probably a lot of crap duty, you know, burning feces or whatever out of the latrines or picking up garbage all day long, doing a lot of PT out in the hot sun, just making your life absolutely miserable.
Right, doing whatever it takes to break you.
And if you continued that, then eventually you would probably go to a chaplain and then officers and then a brig.
Yeah. You'd never see a promotion after that.
No, absolutely not. You probably wouldn't see, you know, the outside after eventually. They would just, you would get
how
charges
long would you
or
in the,
unhonorable
in the brig?
Discharge. Well, I'm not certain. I mean, there's a lot of what you know, just like anything with the government, there's a whole lot of legal bits that I never paid
I'd rather be in the
to.
Brig. You won't get hit with an IED in there.
I don't know that I would. The thing is once you, it sort of seems like once you're on the ground over there, you're screwed. And one has to ask the question, in Puke's case, I like James so much better. In Puke's case, he's over there fixing helicopters. Now, granted, if
I like Manwich better, but whatever.
That's my old nickname. If you decide not to fix a helicopter, somebody's going to fix those helicopters.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, the Raytheon civilians that get paid a hell of a lot more would fix them.
Right. What are you going to do? What are you doing to end the war by not fixing the helicopter? You know, why would you not fix the helicopter? Then, you know, it's this sort of spiral you go through in your mind. What would I really be standing up for? And the answer is, well, not much.
Because
for yourself, essentially.
Right, it's the same old story as to, well, if you're going to do non-cooperation wherever it is you are, you're not going to have an effect because no one else is doing it. But if you get together with others who are doing the same thing, then all of a sudden things change. So if you had a significant percentage, you know, 5% of the military basically saying, screw you, then all of a sudden they'd have a real problem on their hands.
They've got a real problem now. I mean, a larger percentage of the military is killing itself, suicide, than is being killed by the enemy.
They're saying, screw you, you know, you can't find any other real way out, so you just take the ultimate exit, which is suicide.
And it will get those thoughts to stop coming. I mean, that's what they really want. They don't want have to think about the things they've seen or possibly done and the emotions that they feel as a result of that. And so that's the way out for them. And it's
shocking.
I don't blame them.
To me, because
I can only imagine.
I spent 9 years in prison, and you know, some would make the argument. One could make the argument that it was the most violent prison in the state of Florida, and by that I would mean numbers of assaults and you know, bodily damage and things like that. But and it's difficult to rank those numbers. But I only believe that there were two suicides the entire time I was locked up, and one of them wasn't even there. So two suicides.
Well, you don't have guns
in 9 years. You can kill yourself anytime you want, man. All you need is a ripped off piece of sheet.
Yeah.
And you know, you just pull it tight around your neck and pull it up against the bunk.
Is that how they did it?
You'll never wake up.
You know, the two.
That was the way that convicts instructed each other to kill themselves. I never tried it. I wouldn't know. But
more coming up here with your phone
convicts
calls.
Don't kill themselves. Our soldiers do.
The toll free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Pugh.
And Mark.
You are invited to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there for free. And if you want to help support the show, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, and get on more radio stations around the country. Hopefully we'll be announcing a brand new station sometime this week. Plus, we'll also get more internet listeners on board. It allowed us to launch our own LRN.FM satellite channel, and there's so much that we can do, and we appreciate all your help. Head over to Become an Amplifier if you're not yet at amp.freetalklive.com. There's a brand new system there, ironing some of the bugs out, but it seems to be working pretty well at this point. So hop on board with any major credit card, PayPal. Some alternative options are available as well at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the commercial-free podcast, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. So, still kind of catching up on things we mentioned that we had. I think we mentioned this one on the air, Mark, that you had an email from somebody in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, the place where we do this radio program, or from where we do this radio program, the place whence we do this radio
That'd be
program.
Correct.
So, Mark, what's the email say?
Okay. So, this one's from Tim. And he says, I just want to say I enjoy your show. I live in Keene, a transplant from Knoxville, Tennessee since 2005. I'm a new listener and appreciate what you guys do. I agree with you mostly and think that you are incredibly well informed. Sometimes Ian is a little off the wall, but then I am a similar age to you and have a 5-year-old, so it's cool that you guys are right there in Keene. So, I mean, you know, he's closer in age to me. Maybe he has some similar feelings in that way. So this is one thing that you can get from this email is, what's it like for people in Keene, New Hampshire, with this sort of on-the-ground activism that's going on? This guy's not a Free State Project member.
Mm-hmm.
He moved here in 2005. He could have been, but he probably never heard about these ideas, wasn't as interested in it, and just happened to move to Keene, New Hampshire.
I'm pretty certain they all hate us, right?
Well, that's
they
what
want
you
to believe.
They would want you to believe. Now, I reveal
right.
myself to be a Free Stater on a regular occasion. I can't lie about this. And
right.
I, you know, every once in a while I get somebody who's a little shocked. Really? You're a Free Stater? Like, I thought you people were supposed to be blue. I thought your hair was supposed to be on fire.
You're not topless.
Right, you know, that kind of thing. But other than that, you know, I don't get much.
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't get out for it today, but there was a Free Rich Paul, one of the activists is in jail right now, Free Rich Paul, I guess, outreach event that was going on today, or protest, whatever you want to call it, that was happening at the Central Square area in Keene, the main downtown zone, where there was apparently quite a bit of positive response from people. You know, the usual
few thumbs down, angry. There are always going to be angry people.
Sure, there's people who agree and disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually anytime I mention it, I don't really just bring it up, but I work, you know, at a place kind of blue collar, and most people are like, what? They don't have any idea.
They're the completely unplugged.
Free State, what?
Whoa, what? Yeah, exactly. Really, the people that are most likely to know about the Free State Project are the people who are threatened the most by it. Yes. I mean, the people who are inside the system.
The political types.
Exactly. The politicians.
You're saying about the Free State Project, and I think that's true, but the people who are most likely to know about the Free State Project live in Keene, because the Free State Project doesn't show up on the radar of your average bureaucrat around the state.
Well,
but it does show up on the radar of your average bureaucrat in Keene.
Luther actually posted an update on his Facebook profile today. Our co-host Luther, he fixes copy machines for a living. And so that means that he's frequently in the offices of these very bureaucrats. And Puke, you commented.
Lie on the wall.
So he gets to overhear all these conversations that go on. And it's surprising. I mean, Luther doesn't go into these places every single day. But whenever he's in, he was in the Nashville prosecutor's office or something like that today. And he overheard them complaining about the Free Staters, saying that we're picking on them. The poor babies.
Yeah. Well, stop picking on me and taking all my money.
Right, it's like the big bully crying because, you know, the victims are saying no.
You know? They're supposed to give me the lunch money.
Yeah, so I put on funny. This badge so everybody would worship me. Why are they not?
I just think that's incredibly amusing. So they are talking, even if there's not a lot of action going on, Mark, in other parts of the state as far as civil disobedience and non-cooperation, the bureaucrats know because they all talk.
I'd like to point out that the people that they're still talking about, they're not talking about the Free Staters who are the vast majority of them are out there who are getting elected or, you know, have moved to the state. And
the majority of them are not getting elected. Only a handful have.
Well, they're working in the political campaigns. Yeah. They're, you know, they're going about sort of normal life as political activists or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's a few of them have gotten involved in outside the system activism, and those people are probably they're stirring things up far more. And the bureaucrats, you know, I think those are the ones that they're complaining about.
Oh yes,
okay,
clearly
that's the distinction.
I'm just telling you.
You said Free Staters, and I think we're still talking about Free Keeners mostly, people that went to Nashua in order to.
Well, there's disobedience out in Manchester.
Some, yeah. A little bit.
What I was telling you, though, Mark, is that the people that are most aware of Free Staters, and I mean that as a term, mm-hmm. Are the people who are threatened by them. And I don't just mean the people out in Keene. I mean anybody who's a liberty activist / Free Stater. The government bureaucrats are the ones who are paying the most attention because they're the ones that are, they're in jeopardy. Their grip, their stranglehold on freedom is... It's pretty tenuous now. Anyway, go back to your email.
Tim goes on and he wants to say, the one thing that I think that's not accurate regarding the FSP is the tax issue. When I moved here, a bureaucrat who wanted to visit our home for tax purposes. Are you kidding me? In Knoxville, I called the tax assessors and requested to have my taxes lowered to whatever. It was granted over the phone. Our home was twice the size as it is here and only $800 a year as opposed to the $5,000 a year I pay here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Sales tax in Tennessee was high, 9%, however, and I would have to spend $50,000 a year to equal the taxes that I now pay in New Hampshire. No
way.
I don't spend anything everything I make, $50,000, so there's no way I could spend $50,000 every year. I can choose to pay sales tax, but I can't choose to pay property taxes unless I choose not to live in Keene. And I think that's the crux of it. There, Tim. He's specifically talking about Keene and what the taxes are like here. And one of the claims of the Free State Project is that it's the lowest tax burden per person of any state in the nation. And it's true, right? I haven't done the research, but I assume that the people that have done the research, they had it cited there. And let's say it's one of the lowest states, just to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true in every municipality. Every municipality has its own tax rate.
Yeah.
Keene is one of the highest in the state.
Top two.
Berlin is higher, but the property isn't worth nearly as much, and it's basically only populated by bureaucrats at this point since all the working people have moved out, so they have to keep on jacking up the rates in order to pay themselves. but Keene, on the other hand, is this. It's a wealthy community with the college students and stuff like that coming in and out, professors, things like that, and it's got one of the highest rates. I pay half, Ian, of what you pay. Mm-hmm. You have a you know, you have a just sort of a normal house, a duplex, and, you know, nothing special about it. I live on 11 wooded acres. I pay half of what you pay. Mm-hmm. So, Tim, you chose the one of the most expensive places in the state to live.
Yeah, my tax burden went up when I moved to New Hampshire.
Yeah. And it's,
but it's well worth it because I get to be in a place where freedom has a chance, and sure. I get to be around some of the best activists, and I'm right in the middle of downtown, so it's really convenient to live here.
That's
and,
one of the
and I own a duplex, so I cover all the taxes.
Right. That's one of the advantages when it comes to being in downtown Keene. You ride your bike almost everywhere. My wife is going out of town, and I was down to one automobile there for a little while. I think I've got that covered now. But I was going to borrow your car for a week while she was mm-hmm. gone. It doesn't mean anything to you. You don't even use an automobile. That's
once
how,
every couple of weeks, go to the grocery store.
Right. You go to the grocery store. And that's the only thing just to drag the groceries around with. And other than that, you ride your bike everywhere, and that's, you know, that's nice. I don't know if it saves you $3,000 a year, but you know, it's worth something.
No, I just like the convenience. I like that. I've never lived in a city before. I always kind of lived out in the suburbs,
yeah.
And it's nice. It's a nice place to be. So let's continue.
Okay. So another thing, a dog license? A bike license? What the heck? Well, there you go again. You're talking about your municipality, Tim.
You've got dog licenses out in the middle of nowhere, though.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's the municipality that chooses to have these licenses.
Right.
Keene has a bike license, which they don't enforce.
Which the cop, the top cop admitted on the air the other day.
Yeah, they don't enforce that. They have no choice.
So on one hand, it's all about enforcing the law when it comes to having an open beer.
Have a choice.
Yeah, like open container in the park. But when it comes to the bicycle registration or enforcing Little League games on Sunday, making sure they don't have their games, then all of a sudden discretion comes into play.
So, anyway, that's kind of his thing. So he says that Tennessee was much more liberty-oriented, probably because he was living out in the country more so than he...
that will make a difference. Yeah,
that absolutely makes a difference. Where you get more people, you have more government, generally, and where you have more government, you have less freedom.
Well, maybe this guy will run for city council and try to change things within the system.
So, anyway, just... that's his email.
Hey, thanks for the email, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He should come out if he's in line with these ideas. He should come out and meet some of the activists. There was a guy out today that apparently really got into the protest they were having today and got on the megaphone and everything. And so it's starting to gel with some people.
More megaphones.
Free Talk Live Hour 2 is on the way.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.